You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Almighty, welcome to Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us give the Lord God a praise right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us lift up the Lord right now. Let us exalt God right now. Let us come humbly to the throne of grace. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Let us come quietly to the throne of grace. Let us come in great awe, in great fear, in great reverence to the throne of grace. Let us lay ourselves down, prostrate at the feet of God, hallelujah, at the foot of the cross, hallelujah, where all the work was done, hallelujah, that we may have a life and life more abundantly, hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord God right now, hallelujah, and say thank you, Jesus, for life and life more abundantly. Listen, I know that we may be going through a lot of things, and I know that we may be feeling a lot of things, and I know some of us, we may be weighed down with heaviness of mind, and heaviness of sorrow, and heaviness of worry, and heaviness of fear, and heaviness of tribulation, and heaviness of from lack, and heaviness of this and that, but that does not stop us from speaking the word of God. That does not stop us, hallelujah, from declaring the glory of the Lord. It does not stop us from prophesying life, for speaking with power. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 that we have the power of life and death in our tongue. So let not things stop us, and people stop us, and bad news stop us from prophesying and declaring the power that we have, that's been given to us by God Almighty. So again, I commission you and I urge you to declare, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Some of us, we all need to put that in the atmosphere of our homes, the atmosphere of wherever we are. Thank you, Jesus, for life and life more abundantly. You know what that is doing? You know, by us, yes, Lord, hallelujah, you know, by us simply declaring in faith, by faith, that is us saying, Lord God, I believe. In spite of what I see, Lord God, I believe. In spite of what I feel, Lord God, I believe. In spite of what's going on around me, Lord God, I believe. Oh, yes, Lord. In spite of the news that I'm receiving and seeing, Lord God, I believe. Thank you, Jesus, for life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah, someone. On this day, the Lord gave me a simple instruction, as we are in the instruction right now. Amen. He said, turn off the video. Let us go to the audio. Amen. And the scripture says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So all we need to do is hear. Amen. That's Romans 10, 17. We need to hear. Amen. And so sometimes when we have the availability of all of our senses and multiple senses, it causes us to get distracted and be thrown off by different things. Amen. But when we lose some of our senses, hallelujah, it causes us to really pierce in. Amen. And focus. Somebody say focus. We need to focus on God in this season. Come on. We need to focus, hallelujah, on the word this season. We need to focus on the truth. in this season. We need to focus on the Spirit, on the Holy Spirit this season. We need to focus our attention. We need to focus our minds. Paul says that we are to think on whatever is true, whatever is good, whatever is noble. Amen. Whatever is honest, whatever is of a good report. Come on. Anything of virtue, that's what we are to think about, set our minds on. Set our minds on things above. Above. Come on. So today, we are focusing on the Holy Spirit. Someone say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you into this place, Holy Spirit. Somebody, let us declare in our own homes or wherever we are, I welcome you into this space. I surrender to you. I humble myself to you. I bow down and worship you. God said today, prayer. He said prayer. The Holy Spirit let me know what God, Yahweh, wanted. I'm going to read the scripture, but I want to get it exactly right. So I'm going to turn to Ephesians 5 and 10. Thank you, Lord. Bow down as I'm turning. Come on, somebody. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Everybody say, bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Thank you, Lord. Worship God. Worship Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Ephesians 5 and 10. As Paul is speaking to the people of Ephesus, telling them to renounce the pagan ways. Amen. Verse 10, he says, try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. So I commission you in this season as Pastor Paul, as Apostle Paul, urge the people of Ephesus, the Ephesians, to try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. I urge you in this season of your life and forevermore to always be of a mindset and of a posture of trying to find out what is pleasing to the Lord in a time, in a world where we live, where self is exalted. Come on, somebody. In a time, in a world where we feel ever so free and it's all about gratifying self, pleasing self, what I want. What I feel like, how I want to be, who I want to be, how much success I want to have. Come on, somebody. When it's all about me, we got social media that's making it all about me. How many likes I get, how many followers I got, who's praising me. Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit is only speaking to us. Come on, if we feel in a certain type of way, amen, just know it's only God saying, I want to take you higher. that there's something greater, even something greater about you that only I can show you. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Why do you bring this up, Pastor Nika? Because the Holy Spirit let me know what is pleasing to God in this hour. He made me aware, come on somebody, of what scent he desires, and he desires our prayers, come on, he desires our worship, he desires us, come on somebody. The Bible says in Romans 12 that we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, come on. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit right now, he wants us to present our bodies, yes, even broken, and yes, even full of pain and hurt, and yes, even worn down, come on, and yes, even tired, and yes, even afraid, yes, that way, present ourselves unto God, because in all things, in every way, only one is able, only one is able, only God is able, come on somebody, only Jehovah Jireh is able to provide where there's a financial need, and only Jehovah Rapha is able to provide where there is a physical need or a need of healing, and only, come on somebody, only Yahweh, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and Alpha and Omega is able, come on, to rescue out of the bondage place, and only the resurrecting God, the resurrecting power is able to pull out of the grave, come on, and pull out of that disease, and pull out of the dead thing, come on, and only God is able, hallelujah, to reveal purpose to you when it's so covered up and so buried that you have not even a whiff of. Oh, yes, and only. And only God. And only El Shaddai. And only our Creator knows the fullness, and only the omniscient, all-knowing one knows the fullness of the plans for you and I. So why wouldn't we run to him and give him what he desires? Come on. Oh, hallelujah. And while we are there in his presence, being renewed and transformed, while we are simply giving him what he desires, come on, while we are giving him what he desires, while we are drawing near unto him, he is giving us instruction and ideas and plans and enabling us with his power. Oh, hallelujah. So let us begin to pray unto God right now. And let us begin to worship God right now. And let us begin to praise God right now. And let us begin to thank God right now. Because only God in the midst of destruction and much destruction is able to rebuild and able to equip the saints to know how to rebuild. God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, oh God. See, God says a prayer because some of us need to be restored. Our souls need to be restored. And only God is able to restore our souls. Hallelujah. And I hear the Holy Spirit that some of us need to be re-energized. And only God knows how to re-energize us and give us hope where our hope has been weakened. God, we thank you today. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you today, hallelujah, and we thank you for your presence today, hallelujah, and we thank you that we are able to dwell in your presence today, hallelujah, and we thank you that in this time we are able to step away from everything, Lord God, and get recentered and refocused on you, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, God, as we are now in the good position, in the right position at your feet, mindful of you and caring about you, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I'm reminded right now of the first two commandments, which Jesus says that they are the greatest commandments, and it's to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. And the second one is like unto it, is to love our neighbor as ourself. And I ask you, where in that equation is self exalted? And I ask you, where in that in that equation is I top priority? So let us learn to bring I under the subjection, into subjection and under the authority of God. Let I become low and faith become high. Let I become low and giving become high. Let I become low and the sacrifice of us dying to self daily, picking up our cross and walking after God become high. Let I and everything that comes with it, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, that even it's starting now for some of us who haven't been in the practice of it, and it's being strengthened for those of us who are already in practice of it. Come on, somebody. That every day we're becoming more like you. And that as I on this day is being brought down low, come on, somebody. I'm reminded how Jesus in his will, in his eye, had to be brought down low all the way to the pits of hell. And it's God who reached down and raised him up high. Come on, to sit on his on the right hand of God. I hear the Lord saying that as our eye become brought down low, he is lifting us up high to places and things and seats and platforms that we couldn't even imagine to get ourselves there, so that the glory of the Lord will be seen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As our eye be brought down low, amen. Yes, our eye with the problems, and yes, the eye with the fears. Come on. See, sometimes we exalt ourselves by way of our problems and by way of our past and by way of the abuse and trauma and by way of the things that's happened. But no, as I bring that down low, see, what happens is God lifts us up high and then lifts us up out of the problems and the pain and separates us from that which has been weighing us down. As we go low, as we go low to God, hallelujah, on this day. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit and seeing the Holy Spirit say that some of us are feeling low and saying that I feel I'm already low. But no, hallelujah, Reba Shikia, as we even come in that place before God, that he is the one that's lifting us up higher than what we can imagine. And so, God, we say thank you. On this day, oh God, we say thank you for a complete and total transformation, oh God. And God, we thank you on this day, hallelujah, for wholeness. Somebody say, I receive wholeness. I receive wholeness in my mind. Some of us need to lay hands on our mind right now. Come on, somebody. I receive wholeness of my mind, in my mind. I declare a sound mind, hallelujah. I receive wholeness in my heart. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for healing hearts. Healing hearts relationally and physical, the physical heart. Like what I heard and got was like a hole in the heart. I thank you, God, for healing the heart, the arteries, the organs on this day, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for strengthening muscles, come on, and ligaments on this day, hallelujah. Do you believe by the Spirit of the Lord? See, although that we are separated in our physical location, we are at the same place, in the same location spiritually. And remember, what we are doing is that which is pleasing unto the Lord. See, God is having me pause and go into the teaching of to let us know. See, we are so built up on wisdom of the world and operating in logic and trying to find out and discover with our minds that God says that some of us, the key, all of us, one of us, okay, maybe just me, is there's a beauty in a belief system like a childlike faith. See, I'm reminded even in this moment, children believe to the ends of the earth and beyond. They believe all things are possible. And it's the adult mindset that calls it foolish. But I'm reminded in the Bible how it says that God will use the foolish things to confound the wise. And I'm reminded in the Bible how it says that those things of the spirit is not discerned by the natural mind. The natural deems those things of spirit foolish. So I ask you today, hallelujah, even as you go forward, which mind will you walk in? Will you walk in your adult mind, or will you walk in childlike faith? And which mind on this day will you walk in? Christ mind. And I'm reminded right now of the Apostle Paul, who says to have the mind of Christ, or in our own mind. Will we walk in Christ's mind or our own mind? Our own mind, which is limited, or Christ's mind that knows no limits? Come on, somebody! About knowing who our God is and becoming more like Him than less like Him. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. More like Him every day and every second. I can become more like Him. Or less like Him. So which one am I choosing? Come on, somebody. Because God has given us a choice. Let us choose wisely. That we are becoming more like Him. Rather than less like Him. God, it's our. I pray that we become more like You. I pray, oh God, that we talk more like you. Hallelujah, Reba Shikia, Reba Sato Urubugia. I pray, Father God, that we respond more like you. I'm reminded of Jesus. Can we turn to it? Yeah, we're still in prayer. We're still in the spirit. Amen. Don't lift up out of the spirit. Don't lift up out of the humble place. Yes, Lord. I'm reminded. Hallelujah, Rabbi Shia. Luke. Thank you, Lord. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. I'm finding the scripture right now. Amen, somebody. And I stand corrected. Let us turn to Mark. Let us turn to Mark chapter 11. Come on, y'all. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. Come on. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. Ooh, somebody say, thank you for faith. I receive faith. Come on, come on, come on. Because check this out. In Hebrews, it tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So this is very much on point, on target. We're talking about finding out what's pleasing to the Lord. Ooh, yes, Lord. Yes, God. Finding out what's pleasing to the Lord. Finding out what's pleasing to the Lord. And then I hear the Lord saying that as we find out what's pleasing to the Lord, then you know what he's going to start to do? Start to move around like pieces, like chess pieces on a board game. Come on, somebody. And moving out people who don't know how to be a blessing or pleasing unto you, and move in people that knows how to be a blessing and pleasing unto you. Why? Hallelujah. And know how to move in the people that's giving unto you and not draining from you. Come on, somebody. As we are giving unto God, we'll start seeing. Now, wait a minute, I'm not diminished, and wait a minute, I'm not depleting, and wait a minute, things God is pouring into me via all kind of ways. There's something powerful and miraculous that happens when we start to find out what's pleasing to God. Amen. Amen. When we start to find out what's pleasing to God, hallelujah. By seeking him, hallelujah. Then Matthew 6:33 tells us that all things are added unto us as we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All things are added unto us. There's a formula, amen, with our benefit at hand when we start to find out what's pleasing to God. Even as we start to dig and discover, come on. As we start to discover what's pleasing to God, we find ourselves starting to let go of us and be like, oh, I don't care, or I don't need to care. God is revealing to me that sometimes we hold on to us because we feel like that is the only thing that we have, or because other people let us, dropped us, come on, and other people mistreated us, come on, and we can't trust other people, that we hold on to ourselves with dear life because this is all I got or this is all I know. But even that keeps us in a sort of bondage, and even that keeps us attached to a sort of hurt and pain and dysfunction. That God is saying, I want to take you out of that. I know where we are in Mark 11, because we're talking about becoming more like God. And so talking more like him and responding more like him. And Jesus, let's look at how Jesus talks to even things. See, we got to start talking to these things and talking to the situations and talking to what we deem inanimate. Because Jesus reveals something to us, reveals a power that we have. So let us read it. I'm going to start at Mark 11 and verse 12. And I'm reading out of the NRSV, but it says, on the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. Who was hungry? Jesus was hungry. Hello, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, who's hungry? Come on, who's hungry financially? Who's hungry spiritually? Who's hungry physically? Hunger represents a need, an emptiness, a void, a lack. Who's hungry relationally? Who's hungry professionally? Who's hungry in their purpose? Who's hungry? God is satisfying those hunger pains. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see whether perhaps he would find anything on it. Who are we talking about? Jesus! When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard it. Come on. There's something here that it wasn't even the season of figs, but yet Jesus knew something, discerned something, was sensitive enough to something that he even said to that, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard it. Why? Because he's also teaching. He's also teaching the disciples. He's preparing the disciples for when he leaves to go be next to God. Come on, what is he doing with us right now? You are a disciple. He's teaching. He's teaching us. And his disciples heard it. Somebody said, I heard it. I'm hearing. I'm in the hearing. I'm in the hearing. Yes, Lord. This is how my faith is coming in the hearing. Amen. Amen. So let's go on. We're going to jump down to verse 20. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. Okay, the same fig tree is now withered away to its roots. Then Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered. Jesus answered them, have faith in God. What? Hello? Hello? Come on. Hello. I'm hearing that that's a prescription for some of us, all of us, one of us. Okay, maybe just me. And Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Somebody say, have faith in God. What do I need to do? Have faith in God. Come on. Truly, verse 23, truly I tell you, if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, where are we? What is the address of today? Prayer. Where are we learning? From the place of prayer. See, we even have to begin to renew our minds and expand. That's why we need mind of Christ. Because prayer is not necessarily what we've always thought prayer to be. Let's take the limits off of prayer. Hello, somebody. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. See, God is teaching them what faith in God looks like. Faith in God does look like something. Amen. And it looks like us speaking to the mountain. To the mountain of bills. To the mountain of physical ailments. To the mountain of mental stress. To the mountain of family stress and problems. To the mountain of people. And to the mountain of situations and circumstances. And to the mountain. To be taken up and thrown into the sea. And if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. So I tell you on this day, I added that part. The Holy Spirit had me add that. So I tell you, verse 24. So I tell you on this day, put that in parentheses. Come on. So I tell you on this day, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And so, Father God, today we stand asking in prayer that we will be conformed to you. And Father God, on this day, we stand asking in prayer that you will help us with the needs that we each have individually and collectively and societally, Lord God, and even ethnically and racially, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for helping us, amen, with the needs on the individual level, the family level, the generational level, hallelujah, the community level, hallelujah, and the nation level, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for helping, Lord God, and we ask for help that you will send help to Kentucky, oh, hallelujah, Lord God, for those who suffered a great storm, Lord God. We thank you for sending help and sending your angels on this day. God, we stand asking for help, Lord God, and those with financial issues and worries, hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you for the supernatural checks in the mail and advancements and favor, hallelujah. And we thank you for opportunities, gainful opportunities, and gainful employment, oh God, and we thank you. And we ask, Lord God, hallelujah, we ask for for help, Lord God, hallelujah, in our household. And we ask for help, oh God, in our children. And we help ask for help, oh God, with that situation. You know that situation, and you know that situation. I may not know specifically the situation, but he know the situation. And we ask for help in that situation. We thank you, oh God, for your helping hand right now. And we thank you, oh God, and ask for help for those in school. And we thank you, oh God, and we ask for help right now, hallelujah, Rabbi Shikia, for those in the workplace that is suffering great stress in the workplace. And we thank you, oh God, and we ask for help and deliverance for those in fear and in bondage. And we thank you, oh God, and ask for help for those standing on the wrong side of justice. Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, and ask for help for those, hallelujah, in the low places. And we thank you, oh God, and ask for help for those who feel like the tail, and that you making us the head who have been the tail. And we thank you for turning things around in our favor. And we thank you, oh God, and we step back, oh God, and we trust, oh God, and we believe, oh God, and we open our arms up, oh God, and our hearts up, oh God, to stand and know and see you do miracles, signs, and wonders in our life, Lord God. I believe in your miracle working power, and I believe, oh God, in your wonders. Let your glory rise, hallelujah. Let your glory rise, hallelujah. Let your glory rise, hallelujah. And as your glory rise, hallelujah, we see people coming into obedience. And as your glory rise, hallelujah, we see diseases and COVID coming to obedience. Lay down at the mere mention of your name, hallelujah. And as your glory rise, hallelujah, because we are low, hallelujah, setting you on high, hallelujah, we will see Kalabosia openings, doors opening that men said were locked and it's impossible for it to open. I thank you, oh God, for those who have been knocking on doors, believing you, standing and trusting you and asking you. I thank you, oh God, that in this time, in this season, in this now, you are answering. 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 And so now, as we have been in this place and now repositioning and readjusting, you know, like a chiropractor who readjusts us, so, amen, so that we can stand taller or just align and delivering us from pains, as we readjust in our brought back into order of finding out what's pleasing to you. As we are brought into the order of finding out what's pleasing to you. Come on, in big things and small things, little things and teeny things, gigantic things, all things, finding out what's pleasing to you. Knowing that all things are possible with you. We thank you, Father God, that you are moving by your outstretched hand and doing what we couldn't even ask, think, or imagine. Let us just be a culture of belief, of believing. Let us just be a culture of believing. I think about like in those classroom experiments they have, or in just like in a little container, and they have the right soil, and then you plant the seed, but everything is right for it, the seed to grow. The right culture, the right soil, that we can see you in ways that we haven't seen in this year, in this decade, in this century. In ways that you want to reveal yourself, the way you revealed yourself in antiquity, in the Bible days, because the same God that we read about is the same God that we have today. And the same miracles we read about Jesus did is available to us today. So will you stand and believe with me as we try to find out what's pleasing to God? So will you stand and believe with me? As the Bible says, when we come together in agreement, when we come together in his name, there he is in the midst, and anything we agree upon, it shall be. It is established. So let's get in a place of belief. Get in a place of faith. Get in a place of pleasing God. That we will be conformed to Christ and experience miracles, signs, and wonders. May the Lord bless you on this day. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai p'nav lecha vikoneka. Yisa Adonai p'nav lecha veyasem lecha shalom. God bless you. In Jesus' name, I'll see you next week. And remember, try to find out what is pleasing to God in this week. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.